same unit, right? That's very common in developing countries too. So how do you classify that household? So do you classify it by the head of the household, what you usually do, or do you classify the whole unit? And so this intergenerational mobility also matters in order to classify the household. So even if I'm thinking about household, I do realize that it's kind of complicated in developing countries where social mobility was huge during an important period, at least in some of the, not huge, but important, and particularly in certain aspects like education, for example. So that's something that I should think about. And I don't have really an answer about how these different strategies, the state, for example, I this is something that I should think about it, but I think it's important about, for example, what demands they have for the state about like public services and how they position themselves about that, for example.
Can I just say one sentence to round this up? Because I think that's a really interesting answer, and I'm happy, Deborah, you brought up that issue of assets. Thinking about Landy talking, yes, in Mexico, this is what I was alluding to in my presentation about struggle over property rights. So that there are ways in which people have what we might call assets, but whether they're kind of registered assets is a part of the political struggle between these different factions. And it may, and of course, this is what's happening in Dharavi, Mumbai. The whole thing is about struggling about property rights to maybe be able to be in a situation to get economic assets. And I just wanted to throw out, it kind of builds on something that Patrick said earlier, a proposition for us to talk about this afternoon, that maybe we are talking about middle class formation as a struggle to create economic assets. And the difference in the present period than the developmental models I looked at is then it was political assets. Because the state was so involved in development, you had to have strong, that's why you got that property, and you can call yourself an owner, even though you weren't an owner. Yeah. And now, when we're moving to stateless liberalization, the economy dominates, the middle class is struggling about among themselves over creating economic assets, not political assets. And that will have some implication for the political relationships. And I thought it just built on your idea of looking for a slightly different way, a more universal way of defining what the middle class project is in
retirement education. Well, on that note, if you'll all join me in thanking Landy. Is there a